afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight maniacs. This is pro rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to step back on the ranch with Making Eight. So get a grip, because the show starts now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven bowls, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the bulls down. Here we go now.
Well, good afternoon, rodeo fans. That's right. It is time to sit back on the ranch, talk a little rodeo, talk a little bull riding, and well, we're going to talk a little cowboy mounted shooting here on a Monday night as we had a great opportunity to hang out down in our Stephenville, Texas. Now, that is our home away from home, the cowboy capital, you know, and to hang out with our good friends down there at KWBY and the whole gang down there at the Lone Star Arena. We just, you know, can't get enough of it. There's so much stuff going on down there throughout the year, and we just love being a part of it. So, really excited about things, but had a great weekend. You know, it was Mother's Day weekend, and hopefully all the moms out there got a little, you know, time to spend for their time and enjoy their day. You know, we got to say happy Mother's Day to all of the moms out there. We sure appreciate you. And, well, shoot, you know, if it wasn't for moms, we wouldn't be around, that's for sure. So they sure enough take care of us out there. And, you know, it's kind of funny because I always, you know, you see it on the sporting events and everything else. And I remember an act with Bill Cosby talking about his son and being the big superstar. And it's the same way in rodeo. You know, you've got all these rodeo cowboys and big, tough guys, and they get off their bulls and, you know, they say, oh, you know, well, who can you thank? And everybody says, oh, I want to thank my mom. She's my supporter, you know. And it's just kind of funny that the dads help really coach him and bring him into it. But a lot of times that mom is a big, important factor as well. And they always get the thanks. And, well, you know, they deserve it. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there as we get started on a Monday. Hopefully everybody's getting their week started off right. We've got a lot of rodeos to talk about here. And, well, we've got a great guest lined up here coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to sit down with a professional rodeo cowboy, Team Roper. He is a heeler and the winner of the Celebrity Cowboy Mounted Shooting in Stephenville, Texas this past Friday, Travis Woodard. So we cannot wait to sit down with him and sit back and talk a little bit about his weekend. Not only was he at the Celebrity Cowboy Mounted Shooting, but he was also entered up in some pro rodeos that were going on here in Texas this weekend. And there were a lot of them. I believe four pro shows going on in the state of Texas alone. They had New Jersey. They had just a little bit of everywhere. So a lot of cowboys and cowgirls were entered up over the weekend and got out to enjoy themselves. Last Cowboy Standing was going on there in Las Vegas. And, you know, what we're going to do is after we sit back on the ranch with Travis Woodard for a little bit, we're going to actually take your calls. We want to know what you thought about the Last Cowboy Standing this year. So you guys can feel free to jump in there. Give us a call. We're also on our chat room. So if you guys are listening in live right now at 7 o'clock, you guys can scroll on down there, take a look, and you'll see a chat room there. You can sign up with Blog Talk. Didn't take you but a split second. You can even use your Facebook to sign in. And come on over and chat with us. We want to know what you guys thought about the Last Cowboy Standing this year. Was it better? Was it worse? Let's talk about it. So after we sit down and sit back on the ranch with Travis Woodard here in just a few minutes, we'll have an opportunity to take your call. 646-915-9940 is the number to call. So give you some time to think about it. We definitely want to hear from you. So did have a great weekend, though, really. Stephenville, Texas had the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Association there. And if you guys have not already, go check out their website. Their link is posted on making8rodeo.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you'll find it there. They have results posted, but you can also kind of learn and understand just how family-oriented and how great this association is. It is a lot of fun. It is a very addictive sport, as we had an opportunity to get on horseback and run through the course with their pistols as well. It was great. I mean, pistols were firing in Stephenville, Texas. And not just pistols. They had rifles. They had shotguns. A lot of competition going on. And you know, it really is. It's so similar to the rodeo family, just how inviting everybody is and how much fun everybody has sitting around. It's a family sport. We had an opportunity to do our rodeo wrap-up. If you guys have not heard it yet, you can go back to our archives and listen to it there on making8rodeo.com, or you can listen to it on our sister station, KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM, right there in Stephenville. It really was a great time to be able to sit back and, you know, see a different twist. And we saw a lot of celebrities. We saw one of my heroes in the bull riding, Jim Sharp, was there. Also another, world champion bull rider, Ted Noose, was there. We had so many greats down there. Four-time world champion bareback rider Bobby Moat was there. You know, and then we had guys like PRCA Cowboy Travis Woodard down there. And like I said, pistols were fired. It was definitely a great time. So we're not going to give it away. We're going to let you guys sit back, and we're going to talk with Travis here in just a few minutes. So make sure you fans stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we look to get Travis Woodard on the line with us right here as we sit back on the ranch on a Monday night. So stay tuned.
Hey guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Still another one bites the dust. Blood and tears, copper in the brow. It's time to cowboy. It's time to cowboy.
Listening to the Make It Eight Rodeo Network. So sit back on the ranch and let's talk some rodeo history with all your favorites on KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM and MakeItEightRodeo.com.
All right, welcome back on the ranch as we sit back on a Monday night talking a little rodeo, talking about the things that are happening out there. And man, I got to tell you, it was a fantastic weekend. Like I said, we cannot say enough. And, you know, the rivalries have already started, you know, in setting things up for next year. I know that the celebrities are looking to all come back. They want another piece of it. And, you know, we're going to sit back with the winner of this year's Celebrity Cowboy Mounted Shooting here in just a few minutes. So, man, it was a fantastic opportunity to hang out with our good friends at Jody Lee, Six Gun Sarah, and the whole gang at the Lone Star Arena, though. You know, like we said, there's a lot of events that are taking place over there. We also have their links posted there on our website, so you guys go down there, scroll down to the bottom of the page and take a look. I think that you guys will really like what they have to offer, and if you're down there in that Stephenville, Texas area, which, you know, I think just about every cowboy does at some point or another have to pass through Stephenville, make sure to stop in there at the Lone Star, and hey, you know what, tell them Making A Rodeo Network sent you down there to go check it out. It is a great time, and there's always something going on, so make sure you guys stay tuned with that. And you know, their Wednesday night Buck and Ducks, great opportunity to come on down and see a bunch of these guys that come through as they get ready to go out there and hit the road and hit these rodeos on the weekends. You'll usually find them there in Stephenville, Texas on Wednesday night, so a great opportunity for you guys to catch up with them there. You know, so many other things going on. We do have to talk a little bit about the PRCA. Like you said, there was four events going on there in Texas. I know Bridgeport was one of them. Mineral Wells was another. We also had our good friends at the Andrews Rodeo Company, which got to send a big howdy out to them. They were in Crockett, Texas this weekend. Saw where J.W. Harris had a 90-point ride on his bull down there, and he had the bull jawbender of Sammy Andrews. And I have got to say, that bull is one of my favorites. I absolutely love that bull. And think that, you know, just about anybody that can stay aboard for 8 seconds is going to end up being in the 90s on that bull. He is a fantastic bull. We saw that bull at the Ram National Circuit Finals this year, and he sure enough was a good one to get a hold of. So definitely make sure you guys get over there. Follow along with the Andrews Rodeo Company. You can find them on Facebook. And find out where they're headed next. I can tell you that we are going to be down Memorial Day weekend down in Killeen, Texas, down there at Fort Hood. And we're going to have an opportunity to spend Memorial Day with some troops down there and with some great friends at the Andrews Rodeo Company for Memorial Day weekend. It doesn't get much better than that, folks. The whole family's going down, and it's the beginning of summer. That right there is that's what rodeo life is all about. We cannot wait to get a hold of it. I will say, too, that for our fans that follow along with us every week, we will not be having a Back on the Ranch show next week. I know it's disappointing, but we are in the process of moving to Paris, Texas, starting, tomorrow. You know, it's all about trying to get down there and get situated, and we've got so much going on here this next week, and we're not going to be able to. And, you know, it's better because you guys won't have to sit up here and hear me gab and talk about something that, well, you know, we're just not going to have much time to be able to get out there at the rodeos this weekend. But it's a good thing. We're going to enjoy the family time. We're going to enjoy the moving time the best we can and make the best of it, because we're turning around and hitting the road the week after. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. Well, just like we said here, folks, we are sitting back on the ranch here tonight. We're going to talk with professional rodeo cowboy and team roping healer and the winner of the Celebrity Cowboy Mounted Shooting, Travis Woodard. So, Travis, want to say a big old shout-out to you, man. Thanks for sitting back on the ranch here on a Monday night.
Hey, man, thanks for having me.
Well, shoot, we're just glad that you're here. How are things going this weekend? You had a pretty good weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. The celebrity shooting thing was a lot of fun. I'm real good friends with Miss Sheila Williams, and she was gracious enough to have us have me out there, and never really done anything like that. And I mean, if nothing else, man, it just takes you back when you're 7-8 years old and you're just on your pony with your BB gun. Just, I mean, I don't know, something fun about riding your horse and shooting your guns. You know, Hank Williams sings about it, and I don't know. I really enjoyed myself.
That's right. You know, you see a lot of these Western movies and all, and I can tell you firsthand because we had a chance to experience it with the CMSA down there on Saturday. They put me on horseback, and I got the opportunity to experience it myself. And it really is. It does take you back to when you're a kid, but it is challenging, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I first practiced, I didn't miss any balloons in the competition, but I first practiced, I realized, you know, I don't know. It seems like when you're in a pool and new people and people are doing new things that they've never really done, the worst mistake you can make is to try to go too fast and force the issue. And I realized during the practice that if you just went too fast, them dadgum balloons were coming. And say you shot one late, you know, then it was just balloon, 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 you know, and you were behind, you know. So I kind of tried to pick up the balloons early, shoot them more out in front of my horse, so if I did get behind, I had time, and that was my strategy, and luckily it paid off.
Well, it definitely paid off, and, you know, I had an opportunity to talk with you before the event, and you said, oh, sure, you can come interview me after I win the deal. So you already had it in your mind. Now, is that because you knew who the competition was and you felt like you had an edge on him, or
Ryan,
what?
Ryan Most is the ringer. His family does it. His mother-in-law and his sister-in-law do it, and so I was actually expecting Ryan Most. I don't know, my dad... Like Al Bach is a guy that after you get good at something, I'm competitive. I was raised by a real competitive guy, and so I like, in good taste, just a little trash talk. And so I'm like for instance, I'm sitting on the fence one time, and I've roped, and Al Bach, who has had is good at it too. He enjoys it the same way that my father and I do. And he rides up to me, and I'm sitting on the fence ready to watch the rest of the slack, and he says, hey, Trev, you like good healing? And I said, yeah, I do, actually. And he said, well, stick around. You're about to see some. And in that same way, you know, I enjoy it. And we only do that amongst each other, kind of a camaraderie thing. And I don't know, just doing an event that I've never done before and have no business kind of talking any smack about it, I just kind of partook in it just to give Ryan and Turtle, because he was pretty good, and Bob Moat was pretty good at it, just to make it fun, you know, just to kind of talk a little trash and tell them, hey, I'm coming for you, you know. But that's what makes it that much fun, you know. All these guys out here that are in rodeo are competitive.
Sure.
And it's fun to play on that.
Absolutely. You know, you do kind of, you know, when you're hanging out with your buddies there, you know, getting your stuff ready or getting your horses ready and all, it's always fun. And of course, that's not going to change. And if anything, it's going to increase. I know that Jackie Hobbs and Turtle Powell had a big rival going, too. They were doing some things. And even in the quick draw, you know, they had Six Gun Sarah down there and Jody Lee from KWBY and husband and wife out there. You know, I mean, it's just all kinds of rivalry going on. And it was a fun time.
I don't know that that's not why all those names that you said right there are good at the event that they've chosen to do. And I'm not sure that that's the one quality that doesn't bring that out in all of them, is they're just, at the end of the day, they're just ultra-competitive people.
Right.
You can play in ping pong or whatever, and they're going to try to beat you at it, you know.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about your rides. Now, you did have some pretty smooth runs there in the performance, right?
Yeah, I just tried to, you know, not get ahead of myself and shoot the balloons. I hate to just no mistakes type of deal. Like you watch a
right.
calf rope and run that's really good and it looks smooth and oh my God, the guy's 7'6". You know, I tried to take that and do it in my mounted shooting because, I mean, I kind of know what I'm doing, but then again, not really. So
now, were you running your
my best.
Were you running your own horse there, or were you using one of theirs?
No, the Moses, Ryan's mother-in-law was gracious enough to lend me her horse, and the males, Mike Males, I believe his name is, had us out to practice, and the Moses were out there, and I got to ride a few different horses and end up liking that black horse, and they were nice enough to let me on.
Well, good deal. Well, you know, it didn't stop there. I mean, once you left there, you went and hit the rodeos, am I right?
Yeah, I did. I went to Bridgeport and Mineral Wells just because they're close. I didn't enter Jasper and Crockett. I think it was Crockett this week.
Yeah.
On account of my wife is 8.5 months pregnant and just any day. And so that's one of the reasons I didn't enter Reading. I kind of went to a few more rodeos than I should have in the winter, thinking ahead on the count of, you know, you miss this, my firstborn son, and you miss that, you don't get it back. So I'm trying to stay close, and where she's not really due for another 10 days. The doctor said, hey, it could be any day right here. So I just wanted to stay close and not go too far. But, yeah, I went to Bridgeport Mineral Wells.
Absolutely. Well, we did see that you were actually in the money there. I mean, it wasn't at the top of the board, but it was in the money. So that certainly helps, especially when you do have a young one on the way.
Yeah, no doubt. And I don't know, man. I've been around rodeo long enough. Our steers weren't exactly what you wanted, and I've learned to kind of just play the cards you're dealt, and that's what I see guys that. Are the best in the game. Like I really take it away. He's my brother-in-law, Jade Corkhill. We're married to sisters. That guy, no matter what happens, you know, you hear these guys, oh, I got drawn out of the rope and I got this and that. That guy gets money, you know, and that's what I felt like I was able to do this weekend is, my steer at Mineral Wells really went left really hard and I healed for Archie Rogers this week. He wasn't just the thing you have in your mind, and we were able to overcome and split third, fourth, and fifth there. And then you go to Bridgeport, and we had a steer that tried a little harder and caught him and won sixth, and I think we won $1,350, you know. But in the same way, it's not, you know, not going to pay for my kid being born, but paid for my diesel, paid for my fees, and fed my family for a week or two. So that, you know, in rodeo, that's all you're trying to do.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about that now. Is Archie Rogers your regular partner
No, I heal for Calvin Brevik, and he was healing or heading for Jet Johnson, and they actually have recently ended their partnership. But before they knew they were going to do that, what we decided to do is because Calvin lives in Colorado, Jet lives in Wyoming. They were going to meet up and do their circuit rodeos because this is kind of a slower time of the year. You know, everybody's just waiting, gearing up for Reno. And Archie lives just north of me, about 15 miles. And so while we're in the same area and they're in the same area, we just kind of swapped partners and said, hey, you guys go to your circuit rodeos. We'll go to ours, and then I'll meet you back up there in Reno.
Well, good deal. Now, we actually had an opportunity to run into Archie when we were down there on a Wednesday night buck and duck, which is our first time being down there in Stephenville. It was a great time, and I know that you guys actually came out with the little jackpot there on Wednesday night, which is, it's a great thing that they have that there for you guys to really get tuned up.
The buck and duck,
the buck and duck. So, I mean, and that really is a great thing for you guys, right?
Yes, it is in the way that the heel horse that I'm riding now was green, and it's nice. That's why it's important to live in this area. You know, I'm originally from California, and a lot of guys will argue that Arizona is a great place to rope out of, and they're right. You know, where the roping in California is dead, But in Stephenville, like, there's a roping tonight as we speak that I think just started 10 minutes ago in Lipan, probably going to pay a couple grand, and just like that. So I was in a position when I got home last year. I got a young horse that I really liked. I didn't really know his potential, and got to take him to the Buck and Duck, which is a go-twice one-header for $65 a man. So, you know, if you lose, you know, who cares? You know,
yeah.
It's not the end of the world. You lost $130. But you get to see what you got. And I started to gain some confidence in my horse there. And he had actually never been to a rodeo. He's 7 years old. And so I told Logan Olson, who ropes a lot with us out there at the house, you know, I said, hey, do you think I'm crazy in thinking about taking this horse to Odessa? He said, no, man, he looks great of all places at the Buck and Duck. And I ended up winning it three or four times and placing every week on him. And he said, you know, just go to Odessa, go to Denver, go to Rapid City, see what you got, and shoot 75 rodeo season. It's not too late to pull the plug after, you know, three rodeos, give him a chance. And you know, where I could have done better, and probably he could have too, but we're 12th in the world, and now he's just getting better and more confident and more seasoned, and it all started there for Buck and Duck.
Well, good. Now, are you going to keep up with him through these summer months?
You know, man, that horse is a little bit of a freak in the way that kind of everything I show him, he just takes right to, and at 7 years old, I think he's got potential to be the best horse I've ever had. And,
wow.
I'm really excited about him, and, yeah, there's probably no getting off of him at this point.
Wow. Well, good. And, you know, let's talk about some of these deals. Now, you obviously, you have your first child on the way. And so, you know, you're obviously going to want to try to be as close to home, but the rodeos are going to be up north and they're going to be out west. What are your plans for the summer months?
Man, I married a great girl that's kind of from a rodeo background that understands what I got to do to make a living. And she realizes that July and August, I have to be gone. So I don't think either one of us know, and we're just like any young couple, just trying to feel our way through life. And right now I got her scheduled to go, like I said, we're both originally from California. We grew up probably 25 miles apart, and so we're going to go out to the BFI together with the baby because that's kind of easy traveling.
Right.
And, you know, and city people or people that aren't used to the lifestyle would think, hey, you're going to take this infant kid 1 month old and you're going to haul him from Texas to California or to Reno yet. Yes, I am. And, I mean, he's got to get used to it sooner or later type thing. So we're going to do that. And then I can kind of help her get out there, take her to her mom's in California, or she might have to make the, you know, 2.5-hour drive down the hill, or I'll send my mother with her. Get her there, and then she'll have her mom, my mom, be at her own house and let me rodeo for 5 or 6 weeks there. And then I think what we'll do is probably regroup in Salinas. You know, if the baby's strong enough and she's feeling good enough about it. But that's a situation I'm just going to have to trust her and say, you know, hey, do you think we can, the three of us can make it out here on the road? Because honest to God, we don't know. We don't know what
right.
We're doing. You have a kid. You know, it's crazy. You want to drive a car, you got to take classes. You know, you want to do anything in life, you got to take classes. You want to be a parent? Good luck. You know, nobody tells you much.
You're right. Well, you know, that's the great thing, though. I mean, you know, I'm an older child, and I actually helped raise my younger brothers and sisters. And so now we have three kids of our own. So anybody that's like that, we just say, hey, if you want to try it, we'll give you a shot. We'll let you try.
Yeah,
we try to pawn ours off, you know.
I mean, I got my ideas, and Ray, my wife, she's got her ideas. And guess what? We're fixing to try them out. So, I mean, who knows?
That's right.
How this is going to turn out.
Trial and error, my friend, trial and error. Well, I'm sure you guys will do great with it. And, you know, the great thing is you have so much support in your rodeo family as well. So when you are out there on the road, you know, and you do take your wife, I mean, there's so much family support within the rodeos, and that's one thing that I love about it. It's why you can't give it up, you know. And just like you're saying, I mean, it's hard. City people just don't understand, do they?
No, no, they don't. That's for sure. Rodeo people are very fertile, and they have big families, and there's a lot of that. That's it's kind of a cool time in the team roping community, at least, to be having a kid, because my Jade and Haley's baby, my nephew, he's 2 years old, and there's a lot of younger kids right there. Travis Graves, who I grew up with, come and stayed summers with me. He has a two-month-old baby boy who it's really cool because me and Travis were so close, and we're really close in age getting to grow up together, and then now come full circle and have an opportunity to see our boys have get to learn how to rope together and be friends together. It's just a cool time to be blessed with this baby boy right now.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you're no stranger to it either. I mean, you were raised in a rodeo family, right?
No doubt. No
so, I mean, you know, you definitely have a lot of, I mean, that's just the way you were grown up, being around the rodeos and growing up with your peers, the guys that you're roping with now and all. It's such a great experience and teaches you so much. I mean, that's why, like I said, we're out with our kids and we, you know, we experience the same thing. So I think it's a great opportunity for anybody. You know, to be able to raise their family around this sport, you know.
There's a lot to that. You see all this violence and stuff in the media nowadays, and you never see that from ranch kids, you know. And you just learn so much responsibility and you know this mentality that guns are bad and you know you need to stay away from them. You know, any ranch kid that has shot his first buck and seen the damage that a rifle does doesn't want to shoot people with that. Doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't want that kind of violence. And he realizes that this is food for his family and his responsibility of going out and taking care of his horse and feeding him because that's his vehicle. It's just such an awesome life and such a quality way to raise great people through their own experiences, just due to the responsibility and the experiences they get to go through in this life. I definitely would be worried about raising a kid in any other way.
Absolutely. You're right. You're absolutely right. Well, let's talk about the season so far. You've been doing really well. Now, you have not, I mean, you've been roping professionally for a few years now, but you have not made the NFR yet, correct?
No, sir. I have never.
And you are looking pretty good this year going into the summer months. I mean, you've hit a lot of rodeos, but you've been successful at them. And,
well, I'm only three or four rodeos ahead of what I feel like the pace would be, so I'm not too
okay.
far ahead. But, yeah, I have done better than I've ever have up to this point. And I feel like that at this point in the year, that you know, to get very excited about where you're at, yeah, I'm very happy to be 12. Very pleased to win Red Bluff. Very pleased to, you know, have the year that I've had. But, you know, really early to think about anything. A lot of two-footers
yeah.
away from the finals. I got 18,000 one, and I'm guessing somewhere around 65. My goal is 70. I know that then. And, you know, not even a quarter of the way there. Just got to keep my nose down, butt up, and keep trying.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is a long season. Now, let's talk about that Cowboy Christmas run for you guys. You know, in the team roping, I mean, how hard is it for you guys to get out there and run as hard as you do or with as many rodeos that are going on there in July?
Man, it's very, very tricky that week because I was just sat down with my father this afternoon, and that's who I'm buddied with. And my dad's going to heal for Archie Rogers, and I'm healing for Calvin Brevik. And so I generally run the books, but, you know, having my dad there to sit down with, and especially that week because it gets complicated, to sit down, bounce ideas off of him, kind of be a sounding board, and me for the same as him. You got a lot of different strategies you got to think about because last year I healed for David Key, and we got to drive and ride our own horses at basically every rodeo they had outside of Window Rock, Arizona. All the quality ones, anyway. You know, you go to Prescott, you go to Pecos, you go to Santa Fe, you go to Greeley, you go to, you know, Cody Livingston Red Lodge, you go to Eugene, St. Paul, Malala, and I mean, that's all in, call it, from the 28th or 9th to the 6th of July, and you're driving to all those places. So last year I felt like that my horse there about the 4th or the 5th was tired, and I was tired, and it's a lot of hauling. So I just kind of looked back and talked to Dad today about, you know, hey, do you maybe set this one out? But then again, you look at that Window Rock, Arizona's a one-header, adds 18,000 to Team Roping. You know, St. Paul adds something crazy like, you know, just a little shy of 25,000 aside, you know, adds dang near 50 grand of the Team Roping. You know, it's really hard, you know, when you're trying to strategize this far out, not to enter that rodeo. You know, they're going to be,
sure,
you know, $3,400 day monies, averages time and a half. You know, you end up trying to go to all of them, and then you have this master plan, and you go to entering, and you start getting popped at two or three rodeos, and it's just like, you know, back to the drawing board and enter what you can and get to as you can. You know, it's not a perfect science by any means.
Absolutely, wow. Well, I'll tell you, it's, you know, it's a crazy run for everybody, but would you say it's probably one of the best times of the year too to be able to make those runs and line those pockets when you need it, you know? I mean,
the money aspect, but it's one of my least favorite times of the year because you're just so tired, you know, you're just constantly moving. I really like the week after and the 3 weeks after because Cheyenne pays so good. And not to exclude Reno, but because that's one of my favorite times of the year. Reno, the BFI, you know, you get all pumped, you got plenty of time to prepare, you go up there, you rope. But Colorado Springs, Sheridan, what else is there? Vernal and Casper. That's a great money week, and it's almost kind of like part of the 4th of July because you really don't feel like you slow down all that much. And then you got Nampa, you got Salinas is my very favorite rodeo of the year, being a California guy, and it's just a shrine to team roping down there. You got a healer's got to come from behind a barrier, come from the same side, crossover. It's just super unique rodeo. I won second there twice. I've been going there since I could walk, and I love the place. And then Cheyenne after that, you know, you can win 12,000-13,000 there, and it's just a little, and not saying that you're sitting still for very long, but it's just not as ridiculously crazy as the 4th of July is. I mean, you're sleeping in back seats and, you know, get to shower every third day, and I don't know, call me spoiled, but I don't like to live my life like that for very long. I could tolerate it for those 7 or 8 days, but I don't enjoy it.
Right. Well, let me ask you, what are some things that you like to do when you're not out rodeoing, when things do slow down for you?
Oh, man, I'm pretty domestic. I really like training colts and stuff like that, but if the question is more geared towards completely outside of the rodeo arena, I'm just like anybody else. I really like playing golf. I kind of a grill master, man. I like barbecuing and I like cooking, and I help my wife in the evening times, and we watch, you know, Gordon Ramsay on TV and get ideas about cooking and try to do this and look up stuff on the internet. And I don't know, I like doing that. I like water skiing. I like snow skiing. I don't know, just like anybody else.
Just typical hobbies, huh?
Yeah, just your typical stuff. But I mean, this lifestyle is so demanding as far as your level of work ethic. I read Lou Holtz's book, which is a great book, and I recommend anybody, any young athlete or any competitor to get it. But he said that when he went to interview a coach, he would go in his house, and if he had a set of golf clubs or a boat parked out in front of his house, he would never hire him. He wanted somebody who was 110% dedicated, and, you know, that's a little bit how rodeo is. Yeah, you do get to do that stuff once in a while, but, you know, I I have trouble breaking 90 playing golf, and I'm proud of it. You know, I'm busy working on other things.
That's right. If your golf game is good, that means something else is
suffering. Exactly.
Well, good, man. Well, listen, I got to say, it's been great sitting back and talking with you a little bit and getting to know you. We look forward to seeing you out here. We're going to see you some summer months. I know we're going to be in Cheyenne and maybe a few of these other spots. So we're going to certainly run into you. And, of course, we'll be back during the winter months back in Stephenville. You know, I mean, you can't go wrong hanging out at the Lone Star Arena. We just love it down there. So I'm sure we'll run into you again. But, you know, let's talk about some of your sponsors. Do you have any sponsors or anything that are helping you guys out there on the road?
Man, I do. There's a Tracker Enterprises up there in Canada. A guy named Greg Wilson helps me out a lot. And, you know, definitely wouldn't be here without him. Bloomer Trailers, Rattler Ropes, Classic Equine. I know I'm going to leave somebody out here. J&S Saddles. Helps me out. Kahuku Ranch in Maui, Hawaii, helped me out a lot. Pacific Pride Fuels. It's a network of people, man. You just appreciate you letting me plug those guys because, like I said, there's people behind the scenes that never make the print pages. And it's crazy.
That's right.
Just the other day, Spend a Wind called me and did an interview with me. And I don't know what I won. Maybe I won Red Bluff. Maybe I won the All-American Finals this year. But they call and they do this interview with you, and they want all your information and all your knowledge, everything they ask. They expect you to answer the questions, and then you go to thank the people that make it happen. And they
right.
say, you know, we've kind of steered away from lists and sponsors and stuff like that, which I didn't
really
say anything at the time, but I just thought, man, you know, that I wish you knew how many people could be rodeoing without these people, you know. And if you really truly love the sport, you know, maybe you should think twice about that. But it's nice to see a guy stick to that and realize that quality.
Well, you know, we do understand here at the Making a Rodeo Network just how important sponsors are, because we could not be able to get out there and carry out on the road if it wasn't for our sponsors. So to have guys like you out there, we understand that they're the ones that help you as well. So, yeah, we've got to give them a shout-out, man. It's extremely important. And, you know, that's what helps, you know, provide the means for these great rodeos, too.
Exactly.
I mean, not only do they invest in you.
Make the world go around.
That's it, man. You know, I mean, they invest in you guys, but they also invest in these rodeos and put on such great events for you guys to be at. And we just appreciate it, you know, because we know the more money that's put into it, the better quality they're going to be, and the more money that's added for you guys to be able to get down the road a lot easier. So
wow,
it's all about
somebody out there in Radio Land, write that down. That's perfectly said.
Well, I appreciate it, man. You know, we're passionate about what we do here, and we're passionate about making it possible for everybody to be involved. I mean, that's just what it's about. It's a true networking out there. You know, we all got to work together. And, I got to tell you, Travis, we do look forward to watching you this year. We're going to keep a close eye on you. As you know, I mean, you're sitting real well in the standings, and we know you got a long ways to go. And I want to wish you the best with your family and your new baby on the way, man. We look forward to seeing how he's growing up as well.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. I'm real excited about it. And like I said, I'm going to keep my nose down and try as hard as I can. Ain't nobody going to be trying harder than me, man.
Oh, there's no doubt. Well, we saw it there Friday night at the Lone Star Arena, just in a celebrity mounted shooting. We know how hard you try. There's no question about that. So we'll certainly see you down the road, Travis.
Hey, God bless you, man. Thanks.
All right, take care.
You too.
All right, guys, that was PRCA team roping healer Travis Woodard, and we look forward to seeing him down the road. You can bet you need to keep your eye on this guy. He is hot right now. He is doing really well in these spring months as things start turning into the summer. We'll have to see how things go. It is a long season, but he is really running well this year. He's got a great horse, and he's got great teammates. You know, he's got great headers that he's been able to work with, and we look forward to seeing these guys, hopefully in Las Vegas at the Wrangler National Finals. So, you know, we're gonna catch up with them along the way, but you can bet that it'll be a good time. Want to thank him as well as the sponsors for you know, making those means possible for him. Like we said, you know, it is real important to have those guys on board. And speaking of sponsors, we're going to take another short break here, fans. When we come back, we're going to talk some rodeo with you. We're going to talk a little bit about the PBR and the last Cowboy standing, so don't go anywhere. Remember, phone lines are open. We want to know what you guys thought about this year's last Cowboy standing, so feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. And we'll be right back. Make sure you stay tuned.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Players down in Tennessee, they like their country singers, and they're all about corn fed farmers in Illinois. But anywhere you go, everybody loves a cowboy. Out in California, they like their movie stars. In the Carolinas, it's the boys and race cars. And where would Kentucky be without them good old plow boys? Well, just go to Dallas, everybody loves the cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real cool. Everybody loves a cowboy. Maybe there's magic tucked in his boots, or maybe it's the hat that makes him so cool, or it's something in his jeans, just like Gene and Roy. Whatever it is, everybody loves a cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real McCoy. Everybody loves a cowboy. What man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real McCoy. It's that good old yes man charm that don't leave you no choice. Ain't no bull about it. Everybody loves a cowboy. Come on, pilgrim. Everybody loves a cowboy.
Howdy, folks.
Scott here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to Making8Rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at Making8Rodeo.com. Get a grip.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
You're listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So sit back on the ranch and let's talk some rodeo history with all your favorites on KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM and Making8Rodeo.com.
All right, welcome back on the ranch here on a Monday night as we had the opportunity to sit down and talk a little bit with PRCA healer Travis Woodard. And it was a great time as he won the Celebrity Cowboy Mounted Shooting there Friday night. And then went out and hit some pro shows this weekend and ended up placing in some money down there doing real well. So a great opportunity to sit back with him. And, you know, we don't have an opportunity to sit back a lot of times with, you know, these team ropers and these tie-down ropers. So it's always nice to be able to change things up just a little bit. But swinging over into the action now, the PBR was in Las Vegas this weekend for the Last Cowboy Standing. Of course, we got to send a congratulations to Silvano Alves. Once again, this guy has dominated. The Brazilians are in charge right now, and they are running the show. The break is here, though. Now they've got a little bit of time. I know a lot of the professional bull riders will be heading to Canada. They'll be going down to Australia and down to Brazil to compete in events down there through the summer months. We've also got a lot of touring pro events that will be going on. Making 8 Rodeo Network will actually be out covering some of those as well these summer months. You know, there's a lot of rodeos that are getting ready to pick up. These guys will be looking for opportunities to get themselves in a better position to compete, especially once the Built Four Tough Series picks back up there in August, which will be in Tulsa. That'll be their first weekend back, and, of course, it looks like we will be there as well. So you guys will have to stay tuned and, of course, follow along with us. But we do want to know what you guys think about it. I mean, you know, that is kind of the question. The original one that we saw was back in 2011, and it was a great event. Luke Snyder won it. It was pay-per-view. Kind of threw things in. Now, this year, things changed a little bit. They had made it a two-day event. You know, they ended up bringing back 10 bull riders from the first night that did not have qualified rides. So kind of made things a little bit different than what we have seen previously in the Last Cowboy Standing. What do you guys think about it? We've got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. We're not going to be able to hang out here all night, so if you guys are looking to voice your opinion, make sure to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. You know, it's important to get those opinions out there, you know, we definitely want to hear from you on it. So feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. In the meantime, we'll sit back. You know, I mean, obviously, guys like LJ Jenkins had a great weekend this weekend down there. But like I said, there can only be one that came out on top. Silvano Alves actually covered all of his bulls down there. So I do tip my hat to him. He is riding really well and had some great opportunities. How about Bushwhacker and Asteroid? You know, the competition between them is really heated up as well. Are those bulls going to be bucking through the summer months? I'm not quite sure. You know, we'll have to kind of follow along. They may be at some of these touring pro events, and I know that we've seen them in the past at a lot of those touring pro events. So we may just see them out there still trying to get those points, you know, and stay in tune, stay in shape, you know. I think if they sit for too long, you know, they get comfortable. And in this situation, these guys, they've got a long season ahead of them. So, but, you know, the stock contractors take really good care of them and keep them real well rested and ready to go for such events like this one this past weekend. And
it certainly paid off. I mean, Bushwhacker and Asteroid sure showed those two true colors. I mean, there was just there was no doubt. Now there were, you know, they, I think that they were ridden better or more or longer than most guys have all season long. So are the Cowboys, you know, getting closer to being able to cover them? Are we going to see some qualified rides off of Bushwhacker and Asteroid? Obviously, we saw J.B. Mooney do it with Asteroid a while back. So certainly raises some eyebrows there. But it is going to definitely be a great great summer months, you know, as these guys are, you know, some of them are dealing with some injuries. And it will certainly give them an opportunity to kind of heal up a little bit before they get back at it. The Professional Rust Stock Series is heading to Missouri this weekend. You guys have got to go check that out if you are in the area or can make it to that area. That is going to be an event you do not want to miss. The PRS is just rocking, and I mean they're doing some great things for the sport, not just in bull riding but also in the bareback and the saddle bronc riding. Cowboys are loving their events, and they are definitely getting things done down there. It is exciting to watch, and I can promise you it is worth the trip to make it to one of their events. We're going to be catching up with them here in just a few more weeks as they're going to be in Bellevue, South Dakota, and we look to be up there as well. So you guys will have to stay tuned on that, and let's make some great things happen. I mean, it's going to be a great deal, and we certainly we certainly look forward to seeing that. It's going to be a great summer month, guys. Like I said, you know, we are going to take off next week from our Back on the Ranch show just because we are in the process of moving to Paris, Texas. It's going to get really crazy. We figured this is going to be the week. If we're going to take off, this will be the week to do it. So we're going to take off this week, but we have got a full summer months coming up. We've got our rodeo wrap-ups that'll be airing after each night's events that'll be going on here through the summer months, starting Memorial Day weekend as we pick things up and we get things going. We also want to make sure that we let you know that we have advertisement space available if you guys want to get some advertisements for your event, for your you know, your products or your services that you can provide. For these rodeo cowboys, if you have a business around rodeo or want to gear it towards rodeo or rodeo fans, make sure to give us a call here at Making 8 Rodeo Network. Our contact information is there, and we would love to be able to share with you just exactly what we can do through these summer months. It is going to be wild. It is going to be Western, and we are going to have a great time this summer. We hope to have as many of you fans out there with us. Hopefully we'll be able to catch up with you guys for a few minutes and sit down before we head to the next rodeo. It's going to be one of those deals where our summer months are going to be full, and we're going to be on the road. So we look forward to catching up with you. We're going to have the Rodeo Roo, as we like to call it, and we will have it geared up and ready to hit the road. You guys will see it traveling up and down the highways and the interstates, so make sure you guys get a grip with that. But we're going to wrap up our show here as we sat back down here with Travis Woodard, PRCA Cowboy, and we really enjoyed tonight with him. Look forward to being back here again in 2 weeks. Folks, I'm telling you, make sure to stay tuned to Making 8 Rodeo Network. If you guys have Facebook, you can follow us there at Making 8 Network. You can also follow us on Twitter at Making 8. And, you know, definitely get in touch with us. We want to stay connected with you fans. Help spread the word, you know. Post our information out there as we are gearing up for a rodeo season like we have never seen before. And we're going to be covering so many events, fans. You guys are going to get your support worth. I mean, it's going to be worth the effort because you never know who we're going to catch up with, what we're going to talk about, and just, you know, the things that are going to happen out there. Like we said, this weekend, we weren't expecting to, but we had the opportunity to get back on horseback, and it's been a little bit for us, and we had to knock the dust off, but sure enough, it's like riding a bicycle. You just don't forget, and we sure enough enjoyed the opportunity to be down there at the Lone Star Arena with the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Association. So we look forward to seeing them down the road as well. But fans, make sure to stay tuned to Making 8 Rodeo Network. We are going to have ourselves a great time, and we enjoy it. We appreciate all of our sponsors. Got to send a special shout-out to our friends, KWBY 98.5, 107.9 FM. If you guys are not listening to their Red Dirt Country music, and Southern Rock, you guys need to get over there and check out their station. You can find it on Makin8Rodeo.com. We've got the radio station posted there, streams 24/7. Listen to some great music. Let's talk some rodeo and have ourselves a great time there with our good friends at KWBY. Also want to thank Extreme Sports Medics for jumping on board here with us. If you guys have any type of event that you guys need medical standby for, you want to go check out ExtremeSportsMedics.com. They are truly a great organization, very professional. They've even got bullfighters that are medically trained and can also be there at your event. So make sure to go check them out, ExtremeSportsMedics.com. Rodeo Safety One and Lazy J, I want to thank those guys, Jim Lyles and his wife, providing great safety equipment down there for these rodeos. You guys go check them out at RodeoSafetyOne.com. Also want to thank RodeoGenius.com. Man, I'm telling you, the list just goes on. It keeps growing and growing, and we're just loving it, fans. So you guys make sure to stay tuned as we bring more great supporting rodeo personnel on board here with us on Makin8Rodeo.com. So in 2 weeks, fans, we'll be covering the event down, the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association event down in Killeen, Texas. And we'll be down there in Fort Hood during Memorial Day weekend. Man, it just doesn't get much better than that. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. You never know who's going to be on board with us down there, especially when it's to remember our servicemen and women. To do it right down there in Fort Hood, Texas, is going to be a great weekend. So we hope you guys stay safe and have a great couple weeks, and we will see you down the rodeo trail, my friends. Until then, take care and get a grip.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Makin8 Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out Makin8Rodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Makin8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money. I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride. Still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio, but if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.